Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing.
And Bubba Wallace.
You know what's the worst part of a race? A rain delay.
Sitting around, waiting for the track to dry, is dull.
But instead of waiting, we hang out with Chumba Casino.
Social casino slots, bingo, solitaire, plenty of fun to keep us entertained.
So why let a rain delay slow you down? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Do you have a dark curiosity? Heart Starts Pounding, Horrors, Hauntings, and Mysteries is a weekly podcast hosted by me, Kaylin Moore. Each week, I'll take you on a dark journey through terrifying true urban legends, bizarre true crime cases, chilling tales of backwoods horror, and more. So if you're looking to join a passionate community of the darkly curious, check out Heart Starts Pounding on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. And remember, stay curious.
At the very top, I wrote, Steiny, you're excited.
I love it.
It's no time. I kind of am. It's that time of year where you look forward to the games. Yeah. It's like ordinarily, it's hump day, Wednesday. What are we doing? We're doing nothing except getting to Thursday.
No, no doubt about it.
But tonight is 6:30. 6:30 carries us through to Thursday. Then we get in here Thursday and we all worry that it's 1-1 and everybody who was so confident now has to put their tail between their legs at least for a day or two. Then we come Friday. It's just so. Yeah.
Then we got the Agape Golf Tournament Monday, which will be game day, but right. We'll be responding or reviewing what happened game 3 Saturday night.
Now, I'm telling you this because he corrected me. Apparently it's Agape.
Oh.
Right? Because I pronounced it wrong.
Okay.
Uh-oh.
I think it's agape.
Oh. Well, then, I thought...
I'm going to die on that heel.
Five.
That's for my lady.
That's a good one. That's
for
a good
my girl.
One. Anyway, get to the golf tournament at Stone Tree.
So have you been watching every series? Or
not every series. Okay. I like to lock in on two, maybe three, and obviously the Wolves Lakers is one. Like, don't ask me to why. I can't watch the Knicks.
Okay.
Detroit. I can't watch.
Dude, that's 1-1. Cade Cunningham, Stoney. He might be next.
I mean, my main man, Tom Thibodeau, saying Jalen Brunson needs to get more foul calls. I mean, Tommy, can you hear me?
Well, he's giving him every
that's
opportunity.
From the movie Tommy.
From playing 48 minutes.
Cat had 10 points.
How's that possible?
With little cats guarding them.
Playoffs.
It's like Larry Bird in the 81 finals.
Yeah. Maybe that's why Minnesota traded you.
You heard
it
yesterday.
I know it was one game. Oh, I missed.
Well, yeah.
What did I miss? Some bird slander?
Yes.
You did. We got down to the bottom of a few things.
Yikes. You hate to see it.
You do. You really do, Goo. Let's 888-957-9570 is the number. You know, the playoffs are a little different. They don't call as many fouls. The games are a little less scoring. I think we can all acknowledge that. The pace is a little bit slower. And I'm here to tell you that all those things combined, they are not a disadvantage for the Golden State Warriors. Mm. The best teams can adjust to any condition. And with Butler, Curry, Green, I think they'll be just fine. Let's go to Fernando in San Jose.
Nando.
Hey, man.
Yes, sir. Good morning, fellas.
Hey. Fernando, how are you?
Good, my friend, good. I didn't want to call in, dog. As far as a referee being too soft or whatever, compared to back in the days when Lambeer and Mahorn and Sheldon then used to play, when you came in the paint, you got checked.
You
and
did.
Most of the time, you'd walk out of the paint with a bloody nose and stuff like that. And LeBron is soft, bro. LeBron is soft.
Okay. Thanks a lot for the call, Fernando.
Yeah. We ain't in L.A., Spadoni says. Hey, I'm just telling you.
Hey.
I'm looking at you dead in the face.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if Luka and Bron are going to be teammates next year. That's just, I'll just put that, and you do with that what you will.
Who's leaving?
I don't know, but I think it... My spidey senses are, it's going to take the Warriors, if the Lakers get past Minnesota, to embarrass them, and they will. and Luka will be exposed. I'm telling you, Steiny, I loved Luka in Dallas, but it was built around that. He is just dribble, dribble, dribble. Don't even look at LeBron half the time. Reeves is like, dude, can I get off? Can I get start? Oh, you're going to do all money ain't good money, partner, and I'll leave it at that. All money ain't good money. The Luka experience, Steiny, I'm telling you, bud.
You're not really doing this, are you?
I just, that's put that in the cap for me.
Oh, my God.
Just put that in the cap.
I won't put it in the cap because it's already in the cap.
He deserved it.
What happened?
You are a piece of work.
Now, hold on.
You are a piece of work.
Now, I'm going to have to stand up for myself. Now, it's gone too far. If you tell me somebody has said that, then what are you looking at?
I texted last night on the thread. I'm not convinced LeBron and Luka will be teammates next year. You texted back.
Well,
Steiny, I kind of see it.
Evan, what do I do here, man? I'm just telling you, I don't read every text, but that hit me because that's how I've been feeling.
Okay.
You said, dude, I feel that.
Yeah. And I'm just telling you this, Steiny.
I wrote, I'm not convinced. LeBron, I'm not doing this. That's fine.
Okay, but let me just do this.
No, because I'm kidding.
But honestly.
I did put it on the
So only
first.
Norm could call this show and know that we've talked about LeBron. He needs the ball in his hands. And it's been like this for about a month and a half, how I'm feeling. But now, Steiny, I think it's killing the Lakers. So I'll leave that there. So when you said that, I'm not an me-first guy.
And
no,
I am.
I'm not. Quit calling me Ricky Henderson.
Well, you know.
I'm not stealing.
You know I am me-first. So I am me first.
So I got the text thread with my dad to tell you that's been a discussion of ours for months.
Nah, I don't think so.
No, I said, come on, man.
Norm.
So I would just steal that and act like you didn't text that. I'm not that guy.
you just were.
Sorry. All right.
888-957-9570 is the number. Let's go to Richard in Alameda. Hey, Richard. How are you, man?
I'm doing well. How are you guys doing?
Hey, game day.
Hey, it's slightly cloudy. But I just wanted to say, I hear a lot of confidence coming out of the Warriors organization, players, coaches. I hear it coming out of the fans. I even hear it coming out of you guys. But right now, I think Vegas has Houston up. And the question I have to ask is, and Steiny, I think you kind of alluded to it just a little bit earlier, if the Warriors lose tonight, what did the Rockets do and the Warriors not do? And what does that portend for the rest of this series, as well as your confidence in the Warriors in this series?
I mean, Houston's got to win tonight, I feel like, to stay attached in the series. I mean,
but he's asking how. What would they have to do?
I think they just have to play better and shoot better.
To come in.
Oh, God, that's, yeah.
They got to come in.
Dude, Evan, you need to break.
But, no, I mean, it's not rocket science. The Rockets don't want to go back to San Francisco having lost two home games. So, you know, they win this game tonight, if they can win this game, and I guess I understand they're favored.
That is wild, man. I'm feeling like the Heat Friday. Remember how do you know that? You know how that worked out for your boy. Like, you just said it, and I get it because it was there. But he asked you, the caller, you know how you learn how to do a new dance. You learn how to you don't learn how to shoot overnight, Steiny. You just don't.
No, but you can shoot Achilles better one night to another.
But it's got to be a lot better.
I don't usually do this, but Curry made some unbelievable. Well, he's always going to do that, Steiny.
No, I give you that.
I don't know if he can make the shots with the difficulty. And so I hate to.
I give you that.
It's 4 3-point shots. It's two they make, and it's two more the Warriors miss, and. They're not a good shooting team. And over the course of the series,
they got to do that to win four. Just think about that.
All right.
You know what I mean? So, I just can't believe their favor.
Well, maybe one game, they get out, and it's up and down, and you look, and they have 42 points in the paint because they have 20 fast break points and 20 second chance points.
Yeah.
You know, that they can – there's two ways – there's a few ways to skin a
cat. Let me read this to you, and I want your honest answer because I think I know it. From our guy Austin in San Jose, if Steph doesn't make those incredible shots, Dubs lose. Do you feel like – I get that, and there's some, but well, I just can't tell you if those certain shots would have went in, they would have got it a different way.
Well, this is where you got to be careful. I thought he made
some daggers. Man.
I mean, look, we've watched the guy for 16 years. We've seen him make unbelievable shots. Of course he can do it. But I think what Austin's getting to, you can never assume it. You can assume that if Steph Curry gets 10 open threes, he's probably going to make at least, and I'm going to go way conservative, at least four to make it worthwhile, and he's probably going to make more. Mm. When he takes a contested shot, maybe he only makes three. But when he's taking shots like that, they're right. I said it yesterday. Yeah, if he makes shots like that, Austin, they're going to win the series. Mm. Like, I do believe that.
And they needed every one. They needed every one of those.
Exactly. Let's go to Jay in San Francisco. Hey, Jay, how you doing, man?
Hey, guys. Hey, you guys are awesome. I love your show, by the way. You guys are hilarious.
Hey, thanks, man.
Next question.
Hey, so, you know what's funny is everyone's talking about the Warriors. We're going to win. I mean, I've watched every Warriors game. Just I'm a huge Warriors fan. I mean, I remember, Mike Dunleavy, he was known for all that stuff. But there was a scary portion of that first Rockets game, a very scary portion. And that portion was Steven Adams in the game. He was killing us in the rebounds, absolutely crushing us. Now, if the Rockets can sustain any more of that in game two, any more, maybe even one quarter, 10 minutes, whatever, we're in big trouble. I mean, we're older, we're smaller. Yeah, we have Steph, we have the brains, but that only goes so far. So, that rebounding frenzy that they have, they're going to double down on that, in my opinion. That's a scary place for us as a team.
Good stuff, Jay. I just wonder how many minutes Adams can
and
play.
And that's, go ahead, because you said goo when I said, why wasn't he in there more? This is not 2016, the OKC version of him. But, Steiny, if you could squeeze maybe 7 to 8 more minutes out of him, because Udoka's he now has to know, but dude, you're a force.
But what's Steven Adams' strength? Now, if you want to say he'll help our offense because he'll get us second shots, okay, I'll give you 6 extra possessions. But he doesn't help your offense.
Well, I was looking towards more of the defense. Well, and he helps the offense because they had 6 more shots on goal.
No, I'm saying that. But as far as a scorer, he is not a scorer.
No, not at all.
And so,
but he plugs up the middle.
But that's my point. It's like if you can't score, having one more non-scorer on the floor is...
Wow.
It'll be a monster problem if he doesn't offensive rebound.
And I'll say this to the caller's point, and I don't want to use the first quarter as a microcosm for the game, but I got to tell you, Steiny, I really thought Houston they had missed a moment for that first quarter to go the way that it did. Had they shot better, they would have been up more than 3 points. And again, I bring up the first quarter and say microcosm, because that was kind of the theme of the whole game. You had opportunities, but yet you couldn't cash in. I honestly thought that lead in the first quarter, had they not missed everything, going to the rack, shooting, Steiny, they could have been up 10. You still got to go win the game, right? But that's just showing you early on, are you going to be able to take advantage of what you do, Rockets, on the defensive end, and cash those chips?
They're not a good scoring team.
Yeah, man.
That's not a secret. So it's hard for them to go on an extended run, though they have an ability to do it because they can get a lot of stops in a row, but they're not like the Warriors who, wow, in the span of five possessions, score four times, and three of them are threes by Curry.
Man.
And, you know, that's the other thing against the Rockets. If they go bone dry, I mean, a 7-0 run hurts them. Yeah, wow. If the scores are going to be low, I mean, a 7-0 run or a 9-0 yeah. run by the Warriors, it's like a 15-0 run in a regular game. Here's why I'm not, you know, here's why I got to watch game two, see what happens. I'm looking at the games this year. They played now six times. The Warriors won four. First game, overtime. Warriors win 127-121. That's the game where the Warriors came back from 30?
Yeah.
Okay. So, I'm sorry, the Rockets came back from 30, right?
Yeah, no Curry that game.
Okay.
Yeah.
Nevertheless, the Rockets came back from 30 against the Warriors. Okay. So, just put that into the equation. All right, next game. 91-90 Rockets. Tough, hard-fought game. Rockets win. What's the next game? The next game is...
right before All-Star break.
Okay, and that was the game. It was an outlier, but the Warriors won solid, right? They won that game very solid.
Houston came back and got it to four, but okay,
right.
They lost.
Then we had the game here at Chase where the Rockets played terrific. They won by 13. I'm forgetting the game, but what I'm getting at is, you know, the Warriors had a 23-point lead against the Rockets. Rockets came back from 23 to cut it to three. I mean, you know how I feel about leads. I think they're going to evaporate in the playoffs. All I'm getting at is the Warriors have not dominated the Houston Rockets. They've had great stretches for sure, but they haven't dominated them. And so that's why I'm a little reluctant to say, to start talking about a sweep and to start talking about the Rockets are done. That's all.
Yeah, and I'll put respect on the Rockets' name, but like you said, any team, Stani, for that matter, if scoring is an issue, you're going to have more than just a hell of a problem trying to win 4 of 7 against this Warrior team.
The reason I think the Warriors are going to win this series is because I think on paper and obviously, the Warriors are a better basketball team.
Right.
You know, when I look at the Timberwolves and the Lakers, I don't know really who the better basketball team is. Yeah. But I think we can all agree, basketball-wise, the Warriors are a better team than the Rockets right now.
I echo that. That's why I picked them in five.
Yeah. By the way, are you serious? You watched a lot of TV last night?
Yeah, man, all day. Okay. I told you where I was
at. You watch the TNT stuff?
Oh, yeah. I'm not in. It's gone too far.
The guru, this is why I love you.
No, seriously.
Now, you know what?
And you know I like to laugh and joke.
I have it written down, but clearly you feel it too.
Is that where we're at?
So you take it.
Listen.
I'm with you.
Ernie, and I think Ernie was embarrassed, and he's probably years past embarrassed. I love it, and I love me some Shaq, Barkley, and Kenny. But if it's the internet, I feel like controlling what's now coming through the idiot box, and that's the TV, Stani. Okay, he walked off. He had to go number two, but how sophomoric is that? Right. And then they bring back the porta potty to bring it back to life again. And I'm like, guys, I got a remote in my hand. If I wanted that type of humor, I could go Alfred E. Newman, Mad Men. I don't, what is going on? So right. I switched to NBA TV for Mr. Guru's Gripes. I love to laugh, Stani. I had to switch to that to give me some serious basketball talk. I think they've killed Kenny Smith on that show. He can't even get his stuff, his takes off anymore because everything is a shtick. And those are my guys. And I like to laugh with the best of them.
No, you do.
But to walk off Shaq.
So, Evan.
I thought it was pretty funny.
Evan was. Well, hold on.
On a private thread between. I didn't reply, Evan, because I was like, I don't know. We don't have a private thread. Don't do it now. You got your private thread with Steiny. Anyway.
Evan was at the Giants game last night with his father. They had a great time.
Well, so boy, I saw a lot of runs.
I don't know if Evan saw the TNT show, but clearly saw it from a day or two ago when Shaq left the set to go to the men's room.
Oh, God.
Okay?
Yeah.
Well, all last night, it was bathroom humor.
It was.
You know that I like that, though.
Evan!
No.
Like the Grand Central Station here at the office. Like, that stuff's funny.
But never on air.
It's not.
We talk about it.
It's funny when it's clever. They're not. They weren't being clever.
That's all, Stein. You talk
to me. They were just like, okay, I got to go to the bathroom. And to milk two shows out of it?
Oh, man.
I'm glad, Guru, you're on my side.
Carlos Gito saying, guys, you sound like two grumpy old men. That was hilarious. Maybe the first part, Stine, day one.
I agree.
But to resurrect it, I'm like, what are we doing? Like,
did you really want them to spend an hour breaking down a 20-point blowout from the Thunder?
Oh,
or the fact that Minnesota apparently couldn't hit a shot? Or the series that was over before it evidently began in Milwaukee.
It's better than boo-boo, Evan. It's boo-boo.
I just thought it was a little too much.
I have to use the restroom.
It's overdone now. Yeah. Like if they do this for the rest of the playoffs, I don't know.
Sonny, they were taking hockey shots at the end of the game, or the end of the show.
What do you mean?
Like, the end of the show, I don't know. We came back late. We threw on the post-game show. It's caught a little bit of the bathroom humor.
But, oh, boy.
But to promote the NHL playoffs of the Stanley Cup, Shaq was in the goal trying to block the other three guys shooting pucks.
That's different. Like, that's funny. That's cool.
But it's not basketball.
Yeah.
No, it doesn't. It's not the non-basketball. It's the subject non-basketball that you dwelled on.
Yeah. That's all, Evan. You know, I got funny bones. But I just was, that hurt me, Stine.
Oh, God.
I'm like, it's the playoffs.
Now, this is a great one to have goo on your side. No doubt on this one.
I was lightweight like, damn, not they're running out of material, but is that what it's come to?
Pull my finger, Evan.
Yeah,
pull it.
What, and then pull I was my like, finger? Is that your kind of
this study? And then I thought they dropped the ball. So if we're gonna go down the Benny Hill route, let's hear Shaq in the restroom. You know what I mean? And they didn't go that far. But maybe that's part three. That's my show, but Stoney, I was out, man.
I guess I might catch some
bathroom jokes on the post game tonight.
Yeah. And MLE on the YouTube chat, Rockets or Dookie.
Now I won't.
It's whatever you want now. But, Stoney, that bothered your boy.
Good. I'm glad you and I have something in common. 888-957-9570 is the number. Game two tonight, Rockets and Warriors from Houston. You can catch all the action right here on 95.7 The Game. Tip off 6:30. Evan Giddings and Grandy.
Yeah.
On pregame live at
Batman and Batman.
At 5:30. 5:30.
I think it's Willard and Dibbs doing the pregame.
Willard and Dibbs.
That's my quarterback.
Willard and Dibbs. All right, Warriors Wednesday is brought to you by Friedman's Appliance. Come see their full selection of in-stock luxury appliances in live-working vignettes. Visit Friedman's Appliance in Pleasant Hill today. That segment was brought to you by Cash Creek Casino Resort. You ready to unload on me?
it here and not go out.
Yo, it's Jey Uso from WWE.
And I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer, SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting
than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience
with Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino and enter for your chance to win.
Let's Chumba.
Yeah. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
For years, Gone South has been a podcast about crime in the American South. But for our new season, we're widening the lens. Through deeply reported, narrative-driven stories, we're digging into the myths, scandals, and power structures that still shape the South, and, in a lot of ways, the country itself. Follow and listen to Gone South Season 5, an Odyssey podcast, available now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your shows.
Outside, when it's sunny, wait on the rain! You gotta go live!
I got a big ass!
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
Warriors-Rockets, game two tonight from Houston.
Let's go.
6:30, tip-off, and Guru and I are fired up. We're excited.
Where are you watching? I'm with Norm in the Yoon.
I gotta tell you, Goo, I've been in the lab.
All right, man.
I have been in the lab.
The dungeon, baby. Shout out our guy, Red.
I've been, hey, what's going on tonight? Well, hey, there's playoff games. I'd love to watch them. All right. See you tomorrow.
There it is.
But, what's the first game tonight? Anybody know off the top of their head?
Well, we got three.
Oh, we do?
Yeah.
Cleveland-Miami?
Oh, and Miami. Hey, they played the little okay game. Hey, and who we got after that?
Oh, the first game's technically Boston-Orlando.
And no Jason Tatum, or he's doubtful.
Yep. And they're crying that Orlando was dirty and threw Tatum to the ground.
God forbid something happens.
No, come on, Stein.
To any player in the playoffs.
Well, there you go. So. I don't want to start anything because I was out yesterday. But I got to ask now, because if I had a dollar for every text or YouTube chatter that's mentioned, Evan bodying you on Bird yesterday.
Oh, my God.
That had to be, because, you know, this is you when I'm out. Hey, Evan, how's it going? The world's so great.
What no, oh, actually.
Hey, the theme of yesterday was the truth.
No. I don't think it was Bird so much as Curry's Portland game.
Oh.
You were at that game.
We all, well, exactly.
Exactly.
And I almost wanted them to cut it to show you how to shut me up.
What happened?
So I went into a long story about somebody suggested something. So we were on the phone and somebody suggested something just outlandish.
Okay.
Just outlandish. And I said, well, I really don't try to make a fool out of somebody like that. I'm like Steve Kerr that way. But anyway, I said, so somebody suggested something crazy. And I said, well, you know, I got to tell you, the one thing I always remember is that one game against Portland that year I can't remember. Remember.
I'm back.
Remember, Steph, we had a caller that said, hey, why don't they just not play Steph in the first half and then play him in the second half to keep his minutes at a reasonable
rate? That's too
long.
And
I said, well, thanks. Okay. And I was like, well, that's, not going to do that. I mean, that's not really. So I then go say, and then you know what happened? Curry doesn't play in the first half against Portland. And what I thought was an outlandish idea was actually right. And and I am on point. And Evan goes, yeah, Curry played in the first half of that game.
And I remember Evan saying he was at that game.
Well, he was.
So how did that go over? Oh, I know you were sick.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you know, I played it up and it was funny.
I just had to tell him. It's like, I just want to let you know that everything you just said was wrong.
This is sad how my mind
He said
works.
It was like the deposition I gave on the car accident that I absolutely got every detail wrong in.
Now, I need to get a life. I got to believe that bled over into Willard and Dibbs. Did they get a piece of, did they know that that happened or no?
No, they don't listen.
Okay.
No, well, they had something else.
Okay. Yeah, they,
I
I got the Odyssey ad.
My guys. Dylan Brooks and Kawhi Leonard. And
yeah, they
my guys. Yeah, I got you.
Yeah, no, no, it didn't come up on the crossover.
I get your drift. Oh, boy.
Sports, man.
Oh, oh no.
My goodness gracious. Hey, you know what? Here's another thing I love. Oh. And I guarantee you we'll get some details on it. So I get somebody passed along a note to me. So Amon Thompson and Ausser, yeah. Ausser.
Yeah.
They're from San Leandro.
No, that blew me away.
So a guy texts me and says, hey, if you want to, I'll tell you who knows all about the Thompson twins, Lou Ritchie.
O'Dowd.
Bishop O'Dowd's coach. And I said, how? And he said, apparently they were really close to going to Bishop O'Dowd, but they went somewhere in Florida, I believe.
Okay. Wasn't it a prep school in Florida?
Yeah, I think so. Okay. So I got to believe there's somebody out there that, you know, can fill in a few of the details about Amon and Ausser Thompson being from the Bay. And
I got to believe they would have won a state title.
Yeah.
I know O'Dowd, you know, they're close.
Anyway, so I was just thinking, you know, when Amon comes back here for game three, it'll be like coming home. And I guess they were, you know, they went to school in San Leandro till what? 9th or 10th grade? Something like that?
Yeah, this came up during All-Star weekend because Amon was on one of the Rising Stars team. And so in the scrum, there were some people asking him like, hey, you know, what was it like to go practice at the Oracle Arena, wow, the Oakland Coliseum? And he was like, oh, yeah, you know, they used to grow up coming to games. Like, he watched Steph play there, essentially. So
right.
They are Bay Boys.
Yeah, and I love that. Bay Boys. Now, I'll just say this. I'll take it. DNA is incredible. Like, that's the doc I want to watch. Just like both in his brother.
What about him?
That's your older brother, but both of you guys are in the NFL playing defense. The twins. Do you know how hard it is for the mom and dad to conceive? You have two kids, Billy and Bobby, and they both grow up and go to the NBA. That's just the Barry brothers. Just Brent, Rick Barry's kids. Like, there was one Tiger Woods. That's it. But it's incredible. I had three kids. None of them went pro. But damn, that's the lottery of DNA, man, is all I'm trying to tell you.
You know,
Serena and Venus.
You know what's funny? Is that I think about that a lot, too. But I think of it from a completely different way.
Please explain.
There's no doubt. They're, you know, Serena and Venus were both great tennis players.
Steph and his brother.
But I'm amazed at how a brother and a sister, or a sister and a sister, or a brother and a brother can be completely different.
Well,
personality-wise and interest-wise. You know, let's say you have two daughters and one's into soccer.
Yeah.
Then the next one's into theater.
Yeah.
And you're like, wait a minute, where'd that come from? That's what that's, you know.
Well, Seth and,
like, for example,
Steph, they're kind of the same. But we don't know Seth I know he's been some time here.
Okay. I think, like, Venus and Serena, they're both great. They were both great tennis players. I do feel like they're completely different.
And that's how you would think it is human nature. That's how it would be. Like, we got a love for tennis, but our other interests are going to be different.
Yeah, how'd that work for Michael Jordan's son?
Mark, it didn't work, and we understand
it. Why do you think?
There is no why. He wasn't blessed with what his dad had.
Well, but like, let's just say, like,
Grant Hill's dad.
Like, why would Michael Jordan's son be interested? And I'm not saying he is. Yeah. Like, you know.
Or, he's doing some other stuff.
Or,
but it's just... Do you got a problem with me saying the lottery when it comes to DNA?
Well, what about someone like Joakim Noah? Like, his father was all-world tennis player, yep, but Joakim is an NBA player.
Yeah, gotcha.
So the genetics manifested itself differently.
Yeah, but for both the Boses to have two sons and they both be badasses on defense. No, and
get not on third down, but... Well,
let me ask you this about, because you know...
Oh, but that's incredible, man. No, I'm serious.
Is Joey kind of a mouth?
No.
Okay.
Because Nick is very under. I mean, I know what everybody.
But you know, he can be the life of a party somewhere.
Who, Nick?
Nick Bosa.
You think?
Oh, there's no doubt.
Like the Holiday Brothers. Carter brought those guys up.
That's okay. A good call.
Aaron, Drew, Justin.
Yeah.
But like,
that's three.
Okay. For example, like the Barry brothers.
Oh my gosh.
Brent Barry is chill. He's very chill. Now, John Barry is a little more like his dad personality wise.
But don't you understand that?
Well, where did Brent being chill come from?
Maybe his mom.
Well, his mom was also an athlete, a great athlete.
Doesn't mean you can't be chill.
Well, I'm saying, so why is one chill and one aggressive? I think that's kind of fast.
So, Rick Barry had three sons in the NBA. Scooter.
I think he ended
Brent,
up with four.
And John.
Scooter.
Oh, my gosh. DMA.
Brent. We're missing one. Scooter, Brent, John, and... There might have been another one. I know Canyon was later.
I think that's it. Thanks, Donnie.
I might be forgetting one.
If Dibs is listening, he knows. No, I think that Canyon was the last, I believe.
Yeah, man. Yeah. Well, Canyon was way more recent, but.
The Manning brothers, Peyton and Eli. Like, damn, both quarterback.
Dad was a great quarterback.
Archie, I understand.
That's going to be three generations,
well, for
too.
No doubt.
For example, you know, I'm.
Oh, my gosh.
You know, everybody knows I'm a wordsmith. I use words like mathematicians use numbers. And my daughter's, my oldest daughter is now in the communications department.
All right, I got you.
Yeah, it's funny.
I got you.
Life, man. Yeah. Hey, let's get this straight. You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco. Always live on the free Odyssey app. Now broadcasting from the Laughing Monk Studios. Laughing Monk, righteously brewed in San Francisco. Thank you, 925.
Who is it?
Drew Willard. Barry.
Ah, Willard, Texas.
Drew.
Let's see if he had it. Let's see if Willard had it. That's what you call a teammate. It was Drew.
Yeah.
Ah, Willard had it too.
Thank you, everybody.
Drew Barry.
I know Barry Moore.
She had a good run.
Who's
the actress?
That?
Drew Barrymore. Stiney.
He said Barry Moore. I didn't. Like,
that's her.
Yeah, Drew Barrymore.
I get it. I just didn't know you were talking about Drew Barrymore.
Back to Wiggins.
Hey, by the way, Evan came in today and I realized he said one thing and I realized, you know what? I probably don't belong in this generation. I'll be the first to admit, I don't know how to fan. I don't know how to fan.
Not a shock to anybody.
I'll be honest with you. So Evan comes in and he goes, I look at him and he goes, lost a heartbreaker last night, huh?
Oh, man. He's
talking about the Timberwolves. And I'm
just
like,
poking at you early.
I'm like, okay, yeah, they got beat. Yeah, 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 and sticking it to me a little bit. And then I went back to my childhood and I realized I'm not like you. I'm not like you all.
But you are.
No, I'm not.
Yeah,
and I'll tell you why. I'll tell you why. Ask me who my best friend was in high school.
Who was your best friend in high school, Stoney?
Well, I had two.
Who were
Al Cervo, but the other, my other best friend was Stan Kazawa.
Okay.
Okay?
Kazawa.
So not real.
We're...
Sounds like a Seinfeld
it's
character.
Absolutely real.
All right, go ahead.
So, I loved Bird. He loved Magic. Okay? So, we would watch the finals together.
And I love it.
And we would do things like, okay, Bird makes a three, and I'd be like, yes, at a baby. And then Magic would pass behind his back, and Stan would go, oh, Magic, you are unbelievable.
Let's
great
go.
Play.
I love it.
And then maybe Parrish would get double-teamed by Kareem and Worthy, and they'd take the ball from him, and I'd look at Stan, and I'd be like, Parrish wasn't expecting that double team. You know, that's different from game two. And that's how we talk to each other, even though we were diehard fans of both teams.
It's free internet, man.
We didn't. Magic stinks, Stan. He stinks. Now, we had too much respect for the people who play the game and the sport they play. It's not, you're right. I don't understand this in your face fandom.
Well,
I don't.
Well.
And now I'm going to take it a step further. So in high school, I got to watch a high school powerhouse when I was not in high school, but when I was in fifth, sixth grade. Reading High School is a powerhouse. And every year they'd go 25-4, you know what I mean? But the teams that beat Reading High, I admired. Steelton Highspire with Greg Manning, who would later go on to play at Maryland. Darrell Lewis, who would later go on to play at Mount St. Mary's College. You know, I remember when Steelton beat him 65-53, and I'm thinking, wow, they are good. Steelton's really good. They got a good coach, Marty Benkovic. They're good. You got to give him credit. It wasn't Manning stinks and the Harrell brothers are awful. No. You tip your cap. That's the world I lived in.
Yeah.
And it's gone.
No, it's way gone. And I just want to say something. I want to defend you so many times, even at the cafeteria when different conversations pop off. But it's just funny how you omit, how you go into your Edgar Allan Poe bag when the Minnesota wins a game and you put some long diatribe.
It's not true.
Evan, it's worse than a face tat.
It's two words.
You're rubbing Wolves. It in.
Two words.
No.
Wolves howling.
Paragraphs on here.
They're not paragraphs. And the reason they're not paragraphs is because I gave Finchy my word. I don't give away his inside information that I know about that team.
Yeah.
I would never do that.
Stephen A. came down his road today.
Yeah. Another.
Well, he's got more
clown take.
Hey.
I said it.
Hey.
There
we go.
See, I think it's just because you're uncomfortable in this space that you move in and out of seldom. But every once in a while.
You're right.
Your fan does come out. And that's why we're cattle prodding you. It's just because we know it's that time of year and it doesn't happen very often. So when it does, we got to take advantage.
And somebody bringing up Julius Erving, that's different. That's personal. You got,
yeah, no, turquoise
that's
Erving.
Personal.
Like you think you're fit. Like I always told you.
Yeah.
The premise of our relationship is you think I'm the internet. And when I get happy, you want to knock me down. And the things, you take out stuff from other places on me. You try to dump it on me. And you know what? I see it. But I let it go. But the bottom line, Stani, is you're that fan. You think your fandom is more important than the game.
No,
and you're looking at me like, I can't believe he said. You do. Because when you get a prediction right, you come in and it's like the world stops.
No, that's not
Forget
true.
The score.
That's not
I
true.
I sit. Or, and that's why when I give a this business is part of giving predictions. Who cares if we get it right? We give our honest assessment, but look at you, you're blushing. When you get one right or I get one wrong, it's more important in the game.
Nah,
and that lets me know
that's
that you
true.
Think your fandom is more important than the outcome.
No.
And I'm here to tell you it's not.
No.
Because your memory of predictions is scary.
Clearly what has happened is I have fallen victim to today's vitriol.
Oh, it's worse than it's ever been.
Exactly. And I have always been in my life a give credit where credit is due guy, but society in 2024 has just worn me down. And now I find myself in small cases, succumbing to the very thing that I want to avoid. So I work on that constantly. But the point remains, Blake Snell, he stinks.
Right. Like, we all know he doesn't, Stan. You gotta,
right. So that's shtick.
Okay.
But it's something. I've done that all my life. Should I stop saying
no,
it?
No.
Should I stop saying Curry stinks?
I just want you
I'll
to
stop saying it.
To
you
do that
it.
With others.
I do.
If I'm watching the Cowboys and Dak those interception at the end of the game with 5 seconds left and they're at the 5-yard line. And I say, Dak's a bum.
That's too strong.
But you know I don't mean
because
he's a bum.
Because I'm literal. He's not a bum.
Well, you're in trouble then.
Just say, Steiny, I don't think he's the great.
But it's why
you
retired from Twitter.
Exactly.
I go, what's wrong? What happened? And you were what?
I mean, if you want me to be
what
honest.
Happened? What'd they say? Like.
If you want me to be
it's
honest.
It's a cesspool of negativity.
Right, and that's why I'm a better fan than everybody else. Oh, you're right.
Up. You got to have a team. You got one.
I have one.
He's got a lot.
And that's not true.
It just depends on who's on the particular
man,
team.
I tend to gravitate to players. And then when I start watching a player I like, I take their team. Dalton Kanecht, for example.
But you left him as soon as he went to L.A.
That's because he didn't play.
Well, he was ready to be a Charlotte fan.
No, I wasn't.
Yeah, he put up, no, he I actually put up wasn't. Numbers.
I actually wasn't. But anyway.
You're a Warriors fan tonight. We know it.
I so just want to be
why
scared.
Would you say that?
Because you'd like them to win.
And it's
I'd like
good
them to
for
win
business.
A series. I'd like them to win a series.
And
I
go to the finals.
I don't want them to sweep.
Well, I think that's where this thing is headed.
I'm gentlemen.
And I'm not, I don't play. I don't have a jersey, duh. But Steiny, I'm with Willard, man, when he said they just are not buttoned up. They don't have the offense to scare me.
And I'm just saying.
I get it, man.
Can you let two games play? Just let them play two. Right.
But I'm hammering with everything I got from that Miami bet Friday on the Warriors tonight. How Vegas is trying to trick us into thinking the Rockets are favored?
Not highly
that,
favored.
That's a 9.
Oh, I'm a little late to the party.
Zavala.
But anyway, let's be kinder to each other, people. And when the Rockets knock the Warriors off tonight, I'm not coming in here tomorrow like you saying, oh, Steiny, Curry. I mean, I don't think he can get it done. This team's in trouble.
Oh,
I thought they were going to sweep.
I wouldn't.
I'll tell you what, Pods. I didn't really. He. What's going on with Pods?
Stop.
And I'll say, well, he's a rookie, and it's his second game.
And he's not.
That's true.
This is his first playoff, though.
First playoff.
I don't know how much you talked about this guy. I got to ask.
Yeah.
Because I just think it's over, and I'm not saying that because I'm happy. I've waved the white flag, but. Do you think we see J.K. tonight? Has that crossed your mind at all? Let's just keep it real.
It's funny you say that. And it's funny you say that. Because I did bring this up yesterday, but I had to bring it up in a confined time period, okay. Like right now. Because
right.
We're going to a break soon.
Yeah, right.
I did say, you know what? With the Warriors up 1-0, already having taken home court advantage, it's a 7-game series. Tonight, I wouldn't be shocked if he plays tonight.
Can't do it.
Now, it's a 7-game series on paper. But, Steiny, this thing could be over in 4.
I got to – well, yeah. Steve Kerr, forget me. Forget me.
Great interview yesterday.
I'm an idiot. Guys. But I'll play what Steve Kerr said about a lot of things yesterday. And he was great with Willard and Dibs, no doubt about it. So, yeah. This guy.
Who you got? What you got? Don't let him get to you.
No. It's just. What time is it? 12:11. You know.
Stay away from the Jackals.
Yeah.
What they say.
Nothing. It's just, you know, I guess.
I'm trying to find
it. Yeah, I'm starting to. I'm an acquired taste, clearly.
Oh, boy. That you are. And real quick, do you talk to your two best friends in high school? Because I do.
Keep in touch with them a little
Facebook
bit.
Facebook friends?
Yeah, exactly.
I'm shocked.
My boy Al Cirvo is a great artist, like painter.
Oh, wow.
You know what? Maybe I'll give out his website.
Maybe you buy a piece.
I have.
All right, now that's
I bought a $600 piece from him.
Come on.
Swear to God.
What is it?
It's going to sound... You're gonna make fun of it.
I'm not. I just say what it is.
I'll say it on the other side, and I know you usually don't like to make predictions.
Did you put it in the dojo?
But Guru's gonna make fun. What's the dojo?
Your man cave.
No, it's in the kitchen. It's a big piece.
Oh, wow.
Mm-hmm.
Probably oh, that, flowers.
That one?
Flowers.
Yeah. Hey, oh, my God. What's coming up on the game is...
All I Steiny's can do is laugh, man.
What's coming up on the game is brought to you by Fremont Bank. Here for you, here for good. Warriors postseason coverage is brought to you by the Agape Golf Tournament. It's on Monday, April 28th at Stone Tree Golf Club, presented by ATCO Pest Control. Steiny and Guru, that's me and Goo. We will be there broadcasting live, normal time, 10 to 2. And if you want to play, go to 957thegame.com, click on the events tab, and you can just sign up there. All proceeds benefit the North Bay and Golden Gate regional centers, as well as the San Francisco Autism Society of the Bay Area.
If I were president, I swear to God, Evan. Hey, Daryl the Guru Johnson, and I'm here with Ray. Don't forget who you are, bud.
I've forgotten who I am. No. It's more of an oral experiment.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing.
And Bubba Wallace.
You know what's the worst part of a race? A rain delay.
Sitting around, waiting for the track to dry, is dull.
But instead of waiting, we hang out with Chumba Casino.
Social casino slots, bingo, solitaire, plenty of fun to keep us entertained.
So why let a rain delay slow you down? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Life can feel overwhelming, but you don't have to go through it alone. On my podcast, From the Heart with Rachel Braithen, I share openly and vulnerably about everything life brings us and what we can learn by living with our hearts a little bit more open. Every Friday, a new episode brings you a new story with topics on self-care, motherhood, healing, and more. You are enough, just the way you are. And this podcast is a reminder of that. Follow and listen to From the Heart with Rachel Braithen wherever you get your podcasts.